Fighter in Shas. We are in Makos Daf Yud Beis. Picking up at the top of the page, next part of the Mishnah 2-4, six lines down. Last words on the lines. Nigmar Dino. So we said that you have to stay in your lane. Because once you're in there, you got to stay. You can't leave the city. Even if you're like Yoav Ben Tsruya, who's like the head of the army, you can't go. So once you mention Yoav, now we go into more about the idea of what happened to Yoav. Amar Yudamarav, Shtei Toyos Tal Yoav Ba'os HaShadar. Two mistakes that Yoav made when Shlomo sent Bnei Yahu in order to go ahead to kill him because he was a murderer. We saw this Gemara in Sanhedrin of Mem Tes. The Chesed of the Pasuk says, "Vayonas Yoav el Ohel Hashem Yechzuk Bekarnas Zbeach." When he was going to be killed, Yoav ran away to the Ohel Hashem, and he held on to the Karnos Hamizbeach, the horns of the Mizbeach. He made a little bit of a mistake in his drasha. The Pasuk Rashi says, "Ta Yoav bedrasha demeim Mizbechi tikachu." So what happened is the Gemara in Yuma Darshans that the Pasuk says from beside the Mizbeach you should take him to die, and the Gemara then Yuma says in Pehei that the word Me'im means from beside, that the murder is taken only if he is beside the Mizbeach, not on top of it. The top goes over text a murderer, so he thought like if he's on the side holding on, he's good enough. And Toshe and Kolit Ela Gag, made a mistake that it's only the Gag, the roof of it, that's going to save him. Who toughens by Karnos himself, and he's only gone to the Karnos, the horns, which is on the side of him. Tosh Eino Kolit Ela Mizbach Beis Olam. Any mistake that the only one that's going to really help him is Mizbach Beis Olam. Rashi Dechsev Mizbechi HaMeyuchad Li. V'hu Tofas Mizbech Shel Shilo. It's only Mizbech, not Mizbech Shilo. That's not going to help you. The only thing that will help is the Mizbech of the Beis HaMikdash, which didn't yet exist. That didn't help him. Abaya Omer Bahan Nami Mitatah. You also made another mistake. The Tosh Eino Kolit Ela Koin V'Avoda B'Yado. The only time it's going to save someone is going to be the Koin, and when he's in the middle of his Avoda, well, he's starting to do his Avoda, and while he's doing it, but once it's finished, so then it's no longer protecting him, so it's not going to help him anyway. And he wasn't a Kohen either, right? So the Gemara of Huzar, he was a Zar, he was a non-Kohen, so Manav Shachar wouldn't help him. Amar Ish Lakish, Shalosh Tuyus Asid, Saru Shal Romi Litos. There are three mistakes that in the future, the Tsar of Rome is going to make a mistake in. Or says Rashi, Samael, Sheyivrach Libit Tsara Shebitchila Yipara Mimenu Kishiagia Hakates. At the end of days, Hashem is going to go and give the smackdown on all the different nations and all the officers of all the nations. He's going to start off with that of Rome. And when he goes ahead, and he's going to start with Samael, who was the beginner, who was the Tsar of Rome. And the Pasuk says, Yifkor Hashem al Tzva Amarom, Amarom v'amachi Adama ala Adama. He's going to bring down the smackdown on those upstairs and on the earthly kings down here. And that's going to start with their angels, only after it's come to the people down over here. So what happened? The Pasuk says, who is this? Comes from Edom, and his garments are stained from Batsra. And what it means is, it's saying that even though the angels, Malachim, don't have any blood, obviously, but it's speaking like in these human terms over here. And he's going to go to a place called Batzer, thinking he's going to be safe from there, but it's not going to help him. Toash Eino Koltes Ela Betzer. He's going to make a mistake. He's going to the wrong city. It's only Betzer that sees him. Who goes to the Batzer? He ends up going to Batzer, but not only that. Toash Eino Koltes Ela Shogig. Only somebody goes to Shogig. Who mazed? Oh, yeah. And he was amazed. So therefore, that clearly isn't good. And Toash Eino Koltes Ela Adam Vehu Malach. Also, only a person is going to be saved there, and he's a malach, is not going to help him. Next part of the Mishnah, it says that the person who the Ritzach, he gets buried in the Irani Dachas over there until the Kohen Gadol ends up dying. Amar Ravavohu, Ari Miklat lo nitna l'kvura. Ari Miklat is not given over to be buried. Rashi says, Levim Shehein Shalahem. Levim, they used to live over there, right? So they don't get buried there. The Chesev, as the Pasuk says, U'migrisheim yule behemtam v'lurchusham l'chol chayosam. And their migrash is like an open area. That's going to be for their animals and for their stuff and for whatever they need. The chayim nitnevilu kfur, which means it's there in order for when they're alive, but not in, when they die, means they don't get buried over there. Mesa effect the Gemara, shama, but we know that we dash in the word shama, that shamte dira, so shamte misa, so shamte kfur, so he gets buried over there. And for the Gemara, rotzeach shiny, that's talking about rotzeach, a murderer, the gali berachmana, that the Torah says that he has to be buried over there, but generally, you know, a person who just lives in that city is not allowed to get buried there. Now, we went on the Mishnah that we said that not only is it the city itself is going to be kolei to protect them from the gold down, but even the tchum. Kashim shir koleta sotu tchum. Uraminu. But one second, we got ourselves, it says, v'yoshav ba, pasuk says he'll dwell in it. Ba v'lo b'tchum, it and not in its tchum. Amar baye, lo kasha, it's not a question. Kan liklot, kan lador. Well, the Mishnah is talking about that the tchum is gonna protect him, that the gold down can't go ahead and can't get him over there. But kan lador, in this brisa that we say that that's where he's supposed to live, he's supposed to live over there, which means that it's not a place that he's allowed to live. There he has to go into the city itself. Lador, typically they ain't osin sade migrash, velo migrash sade, velo migrash ir, velo ir migrash. If that's really what we were worried about, the idea of living in that area, so we already learned from another place, the Mishnah in Erechim, that says that they're not allowed to make a field into a migrash. You can't make the migrash into a field. You can't make a migrash into an ear. You can't make an ear into a migrash, which is telling what? That to build houses and to live in the area around the city of the Levium, that's a problem. Because that has to be open space over there. So you see that it's, of course you can't go ahead and dwell over there. So why is a braisa need to say it specifically? If we know this already, Rav Sheshes Lunscha Elul Mechilos, what's coming to teach us is for tunnels. As she says, what does that mean? That means Tachas Hakarka Shein Ochlos V'Migrash Klo Milmala V'Ilav D'Chsivba V'Lo B'Tchuma Hisi Omer Yadur B'Tchuma V'Ma'ara. I would have thought maybe you can do this as long as you're in a tunnel underground, and therefore you needed this to teach me you can't even do it even if it's underground. Still, you're not allowed to be over there. Next part of the Mishnah, wrote Seach Shayatz L'Tchum. If the killer goes, he leaves the Tchum. The Golem goes, and he finds him, and then we have a discussion whether or not the Mishnah is Machlokas, Senior Biosi Gleer, Rebbe Kiva, about if you're allowed to kill, who's allowed to kill, you chayav to kill, not chayav, mitzvah, etc. Tadar Abanan. V'ratzach Gol Adam Es Harot Seach. The Pasuk says, and the Gol Adam will kill the murder. Rashi says, Ika Lefrushe Loshon Sivoy, some explain this as a command, like Kamo Vasa Bitsalava Holyov, Vika Lafushe Lashon Rushus, Kamo Vasa Hashem Lahem. So is this a Chir Rushus? So now we say, tell about it, Virotza Goladam is a Rotzeach, Mitzvah Biad Goladam. It's a mitzvah to go and to go do it. Ain Goladam Rushus Biad Kol Adam. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. If there's no redeemer, like if there's no Goladam, then it's Rushus for every person. As it was Iglili. He says, go Adam, a mitzvah to kill him. If no one else, then it's Rishus to go and kill him. Rekiva, what? Rishus be a go Adam. The go Adam is a Rishus. He's allowed to go and do it, not a Chiyav. The Chol Adam Chayavulov, and any other person who tries to go do it, they're going to have he'll be held responsible for it. My time to have a Siglub Caesar, basically, Miksev Imratzach, they say, if he kills? No, it says he will kill, right? And therefore, this is a Chiyav, a mitzvah to go and do such a thing. Rabbi Kiva, Miksev Yirtzach, he shall kill? No, it doesn't say such a lashon. Right, and therefore, if we're not saying it's a chiyuv, then it's just a rishus to go into do it. If the rotzeach leaves the tchum, and once a gol adam argun, he finds him and kills him. Neregalov, he is going to be killed because of it. Huh? Come on, who's that going like? Look, Rabbi Yossi Gleili, look, Rabbi Kiva is not going like either one of them, right? Because Yossi Gleili says it's chayav, Rabbi Kiva says mutter, but no one's going to say he's going to be held responsible for it. Sam to the Gemara, who Amar Kei, Tami was like the following time, the Tami was in the Brisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ad amdo lifnei ha'eda lemishrat ma'atamid lo omer. When the Pasuk says the killer should not die until he stands before the court for judgment, what is that coming to teach us? Since it says, and the Gol Adam will kill the killer, you would have thought he does it immediately. He finds him outside, he goes and kills him. Talmud Lomar, Adam Lefnei HaDelivus, until he brings him in front of the court for judgment. We're saying that the Gol Adam can only do it when the court allows him to go in to do it. And some Rajutsa's cases where the Redeemer, the Gol Adam, killed him. Because of the fact that he left without the court. and therefore he killed in such a way that's not okay, and therefore he's going to be responsible for it. Yosef Glimmer of Kiva, they clearly disagree with this concept, and they let him go ahead and they kill him, even once he steps right outside of it. So, three of Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Akiva, Hai Ad Umdu Lefei Ha'idol Mishra, to my Darish Bey, what are they dashing with it? Ha'omer Bay Lechatayim, we need it for the following Brisa. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Minayin Lesanhedrin, Shiro Echach Hargis Anafesh. How do we know if we saw of a court of 23 judges, they see someone murder someone. They themselves are actually not allowed to be a court now to go and judge this person, even if you have them coming in there. Talmud Lomer, Adam Lufnei Eidelim Shetah, until you put in front of the Eidah to judge, Achi Yavar Bebezen Acher, which is telling us until he goes in front of another court. The one who saw it, they're not able to go in to judge it, and therefore that's what it's teaching us. It's not telling us anything about the guy who leaves the city. Tanu Rabbanan, Im Yatso Yetzir Atzeach. It says that if the killer goes out and he walks out over there, then the Goldam can kill him. Ainli el b'mezid. I only know that if they left b'mezid. B'shogeg minayin. How do we know that if he left b'shogeg, right? He doesn't realize that he left the city. He doesn't know that he's not allowed to, right? Then what would be the case? How do you know that it's still okay? Tavadome im yotze yetze mikol makom, under any circumstance, whether he realized, he didn't realize. Ay, v'atanya. But we have ourselves a beautiful bride, so it says, b'mezid negar b'shogeg goleh. Lokasha. Ha, command Amar, Amrina Dibrator Kolosha Bani Adam. Ha, command Amar, Lo Amrina Dibrator Kolosha Bani Adam. Right? The one that says, Mikol Makom, that's saying when the Torah is not talking about Kolosha Bani Adam. First one who says that it doesn't make a difference what the case is. I'm sorry. Let's try again. When it comes up and it says, Vartovi Barsa says, Bamezid Erkab Shoki Gola. So then, what's that telling you? That's according to the word to say that the word the Torah speaks B'Lashon B'nei Adam, and therefore he doubled up the Lashon just to normally speaking. The other says, nope, that's not true, that's not the case, the Torah doesn't talk like that, and therefore when it doubles it up, it's going to say Mimo Kol Malkom. Amar Abaye, Mestabek Kamad Amar Dibber Torah B'Lashon B'nei Adam. It makes sense according to what it says that the Torah spoke in the way of B'nei Adam, and therefore it depends if he left B'mezid or B'shogeg. Shloye Sofo Chamer B'tchilasa. Why? Because it can't be that the end, when he leaves the city, will be more chamor than the beginning when he first goes and kills. Matchilas b'mezid nerg b'shogeg gola. That if he doesn't b'mezid, he's killed as b'shogeg, he goes to galus. Af sofa b'mezid nerg b'shogeg gola. So too in the sefer as well. If he left intentionally, then he gets killed. B'mezid, he gets killed. But after b'shogeg, then he goes to galus, meaning he goes back into the Ir Miklat. And that works well with the one who says, Dibur Torah kolashim b'nei Adam, and therefore don't make the drasha from him. Tanichada Av Shaharag. We have ourselves one brisa which says that if a father goes and he kills his son, we're talking about over here, he does a b'shogeg. Rashi says, Bino Hasheni Nasa Goladam Shel Achiv Horgis Aviv. Right? So a father goes and kills son number one. Son number two becomes a Goladam to kill his own father. Right? So Av Shaharag, Bino Nasa Goel Hadam. His other son becomes the Goladam. Tanya Dach and Rabbi says, "Ain b'no nasa l'gol adam." It says that his other son cannot become the gol adam. Lema ha Rabbi Yosi Aglili v'ha Rabbi Kiva. Should we say that the Brisa that allows a son to be the gol adam goes according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili? It says that it's a chiyev to go to kill, right? And therefore it's a chiyev. So therefore even a son can do it as well. V'ha Rabbi Kiva. The Brisa says that no, it's just a reshus to go and do it. And therefore, since it's not a chiyev, therefore it's also for the other son to go do it to the father. Back to Gemara of Tisbra. Does it make sense to say that? Bein l'man da'amar mitzvah, bein l'man da'amar rishus. Either way, Mishari, you want to say it's mutter for a son to go and to kill his own father? V'amar Rabbi Baruch Huna, chen tamar rishma, lakol, ena ben nasa shlich, lavav, lakosa lukoso. With every type of punishment, we know, as is the chol avir shabbat Torah, ena ben nasa shlich, bezen al aviv, v'lo lahal koso, v'lo l'nadoso, chutz mimesis, right? He's not allowed to go ahead and be a shliach for his father. We saw this. Where did we see this? Sanhedrin pei heyomid beis. He's not allowed to do it, except for, and the Gemara says, now, chutz mimesis, unless it's a mesis, someone who's instigating other people to do a vodazar, then you're allowed to do it. But other than that, you're not allowed to be the one to do it, right? Shari Amar Torah, because Zohar says, losachmo velosachase alav, of the person who is a mesis, you don't have compassion, and you don't try to cover for him, and therefore you're allowed to do such a thing. But one of Shachat saying that the son's not allowed to go out to be the one that's doing over here. So I don't care if it's Rabbi Yosef, Glider, Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't work. Ela lokasha, habibno, v'habibembino. The Bible says, also for the son to go be the Goldam for his brother is talking about his son, right? So you have the father, and you have son number one, son number two. And he can't go and do it. But the Bais said that it's allowed to do it. That's talking about the son's son, the grandson. Says Rashi, Ha de Tanya, in Beno Nasa Go Adam, Bibno Shal Vaseach Kamerva, Ha de Tanya, Beno Nasa Go Adam, Bibno Shal Haruk. The grandson, the one that was killed, so son of one is killed, his son can go and kill the father. Kamerva, Shu Ben Beno Shal Vaseach, Veino Musar, Akvalo doesn't have the same level of din of covered as the sun does. Zlakta exhaling a mishnah. Imagine you have a tree that the trunk of the tree is in the tchum of is in the ear miklat, but it then branches out and its branches go outside of it. Or the flip, the trunk of it is outside of the ear miklat and the branches are in it. And then this man is found somewhere over there. Says Gemara, Ilan Shu Omer B'Sachot Tchum V'Nofel Notel Chutzot Tchum. If the tree is inside the Tchum, but its branches are out of it, O Omer Chutzot Tchum, or let's say the trunk is outside, V'Nofel Notel B'Sachot Tchum, and this Nof is going inside, HaKol Holech Achar Nof, everything goes after the Nof, after the branches. So if the branches are in the Tchum, then the whole thing is considered in the Tchum, even if the guy's on the trunk outside of it, you can't touch him. And if the branches are out of the Tchum, even if the guy's in the Tchum, but he's on that tree, then it's considered like it's outside and you can kill him. Interesting. Ramini, but there's a bit of a contradiction because we have a mishnah which is found in Maaseh Sheni. Ilan Shu Ovi Bifnim. You have a tree that's sitting inside. It's talking about inside Yerushalayim. Rashi says Yerushalayim. Wasn't going to heal us Maaseh Sheni Yerushalayim Mishnah. This is talking about eating Maaseh Sheni Yerushalayim. Vanota Lechutz. Let's say you have the trunk is inside Yerushalayim, but its branches are outside of the walls. Ovi Bechutz Vanota Lefim or the flip. Mikineged hachoma v'lefnim kilefnim. The part that is from the wall and in is considered like it's inside. Hachoma lechutz kilechutz. The part that's outside is considered outside. The rest says Alma lo nofo shedinam baser ikav leikav baser dina baser nof. Nothing goes according to the other. Wherever everything is, they is. So if you're on the branches, if they're inside, you're in. If you're on the trunk and it's out, then it's out. If the trunk is in, then you're in. If the branch is out, then you're out. So what are you saying? It goes according to the nof. The branches. And for the Gemara, Maisa, are you Miklat Karamis? Are you trying to bring me a contradiction of the laws of Maisa Sheni and that of a Ir Miklat? You can't compare them. Maisa Bechomata L'Rachmana. Maisa Sheni goes according to the walls of Yerushalayim. So, therefore, we just take a look and say, are you in the wall or are you outside of the wall? I don't care about the tree. Our miklat bedira talarachman. According to our miklat, goes according to where a person is living. Because it says gibir miklat to yeshiv. Says Rashi, right? The sukir miklat to yeshiv v'nofo roya ledira yosem mikro. And the nof, the branches are more fitting to be able to living under than the actual thing itself, the stump. V'nofo mitvane, right? The person could live there. Beikro lo mitadle. A person not able to go into live in the trunk. Therefore, everything goes according to the nof, according to the branches. Rami Meiser, Meiser. Okay, but let's ask a different question. We've questioned Meiser Sheni on itself. The time we've learned in the Braisa. I think we have a switcher over here. The Tanan says Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah. In Meiser, Yerushalayim halecha achar nof. Yerushalayim, we go according to the branches. Bari miklat halecha achar nof. We go after the nof as well, by their miklat. Okay, so it says pretty straightforward. Rav Kahana, Lokasha. Ha Reb Yehuda, our Mishnah, right, let's say it goes, which does the tree, according to the branches, goes to Reb Yehuda. The Ha Rabbanan, the Mishnah Meiser Sheni, which goes according to wherever you are, goes according to the Rabbanan. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Oh, yeah, Braisa. Beep, turn the page. It's a Meiser, Yehuda Omer. In reference to a cave, you go according to the opening of the cave. Then if the opening of the cave is outside of Yerushalayim, even if the entire cave is under Yerushalayim, still we go according to the opening. That's all I care about. Says Rashi, Lin Maisa Armin Lemil say Holach Achar Pischa Kula Bifnim Upsucha Lechutz Kelechutz Kula Bechutz Upsucha Lefnim Kelefnim. Be'ilan Holach Achar Nofa. When it comes to the tree, that it goes after the branches. Come to Choystin Arayin that our Mishnah and the Mishnah and Maisos go according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore they say, in reference to the Ir Miklat and Maiser Sheni, we go according to the branches. And Maiser Sheni is going according to the Chachamim. And therefore it says that each part of a tree is considered according to where it literally is. Now, the Gemara said, the hold on 1 second, Rav Kahana. You're saying, our Mishnah, the Mishnah Maisos, you say it's Rabbi Yehuda? Emer the Shamat of Rabbi Yehuda, Gabi Maiser Lechumra. Maybe that's only Lechumra, meaning we could say that they heard Rabbi Yehuda saying about Maiser Sheni, that the entire tree goes according to where the branches is. Is this only Lechumra? What would be Lechumra? What does that mean? Ikra Bechutz, Vinofo Bifnim. That if the trunk of the tree is outside of Yerushalayim and its branches are inside, then we look at like the whole tree is inside the city. Accordingly, just like one on the branches is not able to redeem Maaser Sheni, because you're not allowed to redeem Maaser Sheni inside of Yerushalayim. So too, one who's on the trunk can't redeem Maaser Sheni, because even though the trunk is outside of the city, it's considered like it's in the city, which is a chumrah. And if you flip it, that ikar mibifnim, and it's ikar, the main, you know, the stump is inside of the city. V'nofa mibichutz, and nofa is on the outside. Then we look like the whole thing is out of the city. Ki'echi de'binofa lomatzi achel b'loptia. Just like one who's on the branches can't eat Maaser Sheni without redeeming it, right? Because that's to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So too, one who's on the trunk can't eat the Maaser Sheni without redeeming it. Because even though the tree trunk is actually in the city, it's considered outside of the city. And this also is a chumrah. With regards to Maaser Sheni, if you can go according to the location of the branches, it ends up being machmir. Whether the branches are inside or outside the city, Alagabi or Miklat, what do you do with the Miklat? That's not always going to be a chumrah. Bishlamikra b'chutz v'nofa bifnim. Let's say the trunk is outside of the city and its branches are in. Everything's going to work out over there, right? Kiyechi d'benofa lo matzi katalei. Just like when he's on the branches, you can't go and you can't kill him because that's actually physically in the city. Because nami lo matzi katalei, can't come there either because we go according to the branches. So even the tree trunk is outside. That's a chumrah. But if you flip it, it's not a chumrah anymore. Ela ikar b'fnim v'nofa b'chutz. If the ikar is inside the city and the nof is outside of the city, then what's going to happen? Kiyechi d'benofa matzi katalei. Then we're going to say that just like when it's on the branches, he's allowed to go and kill him because they're physically outside of the city. Bikurnami wants to cut to him. We're going to say then the ikur is also allowed to go and kill him. Hagavoykai, but the trunk is inside. So how could you go and kill him when he's inside? And then they end up being that it's a kula and not a chumra. So since the Mishnah in Maisos and our Mishnah can't go with Rabbi Yehuda, we have to get rid of Rav Kahuna, where Kahana's pshat is over here. Now we go back to our problem. Amarava, don't worry, we can still make it work. Be'ikro, if the killer is on the ikar, on the trunk, and the trunk is inside the city. It says Rashi, li'olam kidakam ashnina na Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanon. Really, we're going according to that, and it still works. And let's read it in the Gemara now. Be'ikro, dekuli alma lo pligid lo matzikatil. Everyone's masking. Both of you and their Rabbanon are going to say that when the Goldam is not able to kill this person because he's actually inside of the city. Koy benofo, if he's on the branches or outside of the city, v'yachalohargo b'chitzim u'bitzroros. And the Goldam can kill him using arrows or using rocks. Everyone says that when he's out there, he's allowed to kill him. Ki pligi b'behavi ikro darga lenofo. Let's say the trunk ends up being like a step in order to go up onto the branches and in order to go and to kill the person by getting up there. One says, meaning of Yehuda, he says that the trunk is allowed to be used like a step stool to get to the branches, and he's able to go and to enter into the boundary of the city and climb the trunk in order to kill the person on the branch outside of the city. Nope, you're not allowed to go and do such a thing. You can't go into the city and use it as a step stool in order to get to the Goldam from there. So when the Mishnah and Maisos, the Mishnah Maisos and our Mishnah says that about a tree, its trunk is inside the city and its branches are outside, that we go by the location of the branches, what it means is that the Goldam can reach the branches by using the trunk inside the city. It doesn't mean that we considered this tree as being outside of the city and then allow the person that's there to be killed. Again, the tree trunk's inside. the bushes, the nof, the branches are outside. So when it says go by the location of the branches, it means that the Gol Adam can reach the branches by going up the tree trunk inside. It doesn't mean that we consider the tree as being entirely outside of the city and allow him, you know, to be killed, because the Mishnah is not coming out with a kula. Therefore, we could say this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So if the person's on the trunk itself, then you're not able to kill him. Only if he's on the branches can you do it. Ravash Yamar, my achar nof. What does it mean when it says the Mishnah that we go after the branches? Af achar nof. It means that we go even according to the branches. Not only do we consider a tree according to the location of the trunk, well, even classified according to that of the branches. According to that, the Mishnah is always teaching a chumrah. Meaning that we go according to the branches when the trunk is outside, and by the trunk when the trunk is inside. And therefore it goes beautifully with Rabbi Yehuda. Delicious. Zucked the next Halaga Mishnah. Hargbo Sayir, Gola Mishchuna Lishchuna, Ben Levi Gola Meir Leir. Let's say you have a guy who is he kills someone with shogig, and he ends up in a ir miklat. And then when he's in the ir miklat, he kills someone else. Rashi says, Rotseach shegola le'ir miklat, v'chaz v'harag v'osa ir v'shogig, because he kills someone else with shogig. He goes from one shchuna to another. Rashi says, Besochir in the same city. Ki min ha'ir en urashay lotzeis v'pnei v'tzicha v'shon. He can't leave the city, because that says to go to another neighborhood. Yeah, you live in Brooklyn, you can't leave Brooklyn. Go from Flatbush and now go to Borough Park. I don't know if that's right what I just said, but anyway, Uben Levi, Rashi Shumi Yoshua Ir. He lives in that city. Vaharg Bishogig, Gola Beir Leir. Shura Shailatis Ben Ir. He goes from one city to another because he's allowed to leave that city. Shalom Galashim, he wasn't Gullicized to that city. So therefore, Gola Beir Leir, he goes from one city to another city. Tani Rabbanan Visamti Lachamakom. This pasuk is talking about Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu that I'm going to allow you to go ahead and to set up these cities. V'samti l'cha makom, I'm going to set a place for you to which you shall flee. V'samti l'cha b'chayecha, which means during your lifetime. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be alive to be able to be part of this mitzvah over here. It says, Rashi kan hiftichol kodesh baruch hu l'moshe shihizke l'mitzvah b'chayef shihivdil shol shalom. Remember, we learned about this earlier, that Moshe Rabbeinu was part of the three that were done in the Transjordan, but they weren't activated until the ones in Eretz Yisrael proper were also designated. So now, makom, what does that mean, makom? Makom, mimakom cha, place in your place. What does that mean? What that means is, says Rashi, Shetehei Machane Levia Koletis. Your place, meaning the Machane Levia, where Moshe was in. Vaf Ari Miklat, you are Levia. That's also the cities of Leviam. Asha Yanus Shama, that he should flee to there. Malam Echa Yisrael Maglin Bamidbar. That teaches us that the Bnei Yisrael were gullicized even during the times when they were in the Midbar, before they even had these things set up, before Yad Eir Miklat set up. The concept of Golas existed even before Yad Eir Miklat. They went to the Machane Levia. Mikan Omer, we say, Ben Levi, Jar Gola, Miplach, Plach. If you have a Ben Levi, goes and killed, so he goes from one city to a different city. Rashi says, Miplach is like a Medina. Vim Gola, Lepilcho, Pilcho, Kolto. But if he went into exile in his own city, like a different neighbor there, then that would work for him. That would take him and it would work. Okay, so the Brisa said that a Levi, that he goes to his own city, it's going to work. But the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that if a Yisrael killed someone within his city, that he can go from one shchuna to another shchuna, right? The same idea. Where do we get this from? Amar Vachabed Derev Ika, my Kra, what Pesukim teaches these dinim of Yer? Ki be'ir meklata yeshiv. He shall dwell in his city of refuge. Right? That means Ir she klatato kvar, one that already took him in. He's allowed to go from Brooklyn to Borough Park to Flatbush to Benziners to Mill Basin. I can't even know what I just said, but yeah, all these places. And it will work. You don't have to go to another city, but you just have to go for another place within that city. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop off here. Great day.